Order.
Select committee report.
On Wednesday, the Health Committee continued its consideration of a petition in the name of Anne Chapman, calling for a greater choice of mental health treatment methods and better options for reducing dependence on psychiatric medication. Speaking to the committee in support of the petition was Marion Blake, Chief Executive of the Platform Trust, which specialises in mental health treatment. Ms. Blake agreed there needed to be more treatment options for mental health issues.
It's about diversity. It's about whatever response people respond to, you know. And for some people, medication is absolutely critical, and you will have heard that it's a really important part of what they do. And for other people, it's something else. So I think it's actually having a range of stuff that's available, not just one.
Ms. Blake called for better workforce integration strategies.
So a support worker will work, an employment support worker will work with somebody to find them a job, work with them, help them to get the job, make sure that they know where. Dress for successes so that they can actually, you know, get their gear for their interview, that the kids are minded while the interview is occurring, that they feel comfortable about having that first conversation in the tea room that says, so what have you been doing for the last 3 years? You know, that sort of intensive support that actually gets people back into the workplace and works with the employer to make sure that people are comfortable and it's successful. It works hugely.
Ms. Blake said there was a wealth of research on mental health treatment, and now was the time for action.
I think we do need to start looking at what's actually working and implementing it. We've got to be more open about what we're doing, and it's got to be housed in communities in New Zealand, because the solutions will be different. I mean, when there's like different resources available that aren't being used. So we've got to open our system up.
Ms. Blake said the opportunity to do that wasn't possible at present.
I would say this, wouldn't I? But the DHB funding system doesn't support the development and evolution of community options, because that's seen as someone else's problem.
But it wasn't about reinventing the wheel.
We've got the capacity in New Zealand. We've got an enviable system of community resource, but we're not using it well. We're not using our imagination and creativity well enough.
Platform Trust Chief Executive Marion Blake speaking in support of a petition calling for greater choice in mental health treatment methods and better options for reducing dependence on psychiatric medication. That petition remains under consideration of the Health Committee, whose chairman Paul Hutchison indicated it could be subject to parliamentary inquiry after the election. Elsewhere in the committee rooms during the week, on Thursday, submissions to the Industrial Relations Committee on the Health and Safety Reform Bill were kicked off by Council of Trade Unions President Helen Kelly.
Obviously, we view this law change as extremely important, and we're very pleased to see it in front of the House. And we are hopeful that it will turn around what is really a terrible record of health and safety in this country. But we are convinced that it will only do that if all the pieces are lined up alongside it. And we think that there are a number of crucial areas that do need to be changed in this bill if it's going to really work in the manner that the government is expecting it to.
Ms. Kelly responded to some previous submissions on the bill.
So we've been watching this select committee and what's gone on to date, and we've seen the submissions from business and this obsession that you've been hearing with the negative reaction to worker participation despite compelling evidence, and that employers, you know, can sit in this room one after the other, and we've read the submissions, it really is one after the other, and suggest that workers having stronger rights is a danger to worker health and safety will leave many of you, I hope, incredulous.
Ms. Kelly called for a strengthening of employees' representation for health and safety matters.
So the reality is that the most dangerous industries have weak employee representative systems. Forestry, virtually no elected representative workplace systems. So I've got 28 death reports pinned to my wall in my office of forestry workers killed in the New Zealand forest in the last 5 years. And not a single one of those reports refers to a representative system of workers.
But a later submission from Glenn Mackey of the Forest Owners Association said forest workers did have health and safety representatives.
There's a requirement, for example, to have a tailgate meeting every day. It started off with meetings on the tailgate of a ute. It's a worker meeting held every day to discuss the production and the health and safety and the hazards of the operation. We acknowledge these guys aren't professional health and safety people, they have a day job, and we're actually giving them access to additional training and resources to help them get ideas across.
Though that line had already been predicted earlier by Helen Kelly.
They will tell you they have worker participation to some extent. They have tailgate meetings, toolbox meetings, those sorts of things where they check the box. But this is not even really participation in its most genuine sense, and it's certainly not representation. We really want those provisions kept in this bill from the current Act that enable workers to have training and to have a health and safety representative system.
Council of Trade Unions President Helen Kelly speaking on the Health and Safety Reform Bill. That bill is due to be reported back to the House by September 9th. All up, there were 14 committee meetings held during the week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.